President Obama requested $327 million in Title X money, a budget that funds agencies supporting sex education and women's health care. Planned Parenthood, an organization that provides affordable health care to both men and women, has long been a recipient of that money. Supporters of defunding Title X say it is a budget cut aimed at decreasing the national deficit. But Planned Parenthood's Director of Public Affairs, Wendy Grassi, said this budget cut is merely a short-term fix.
They're trying to con the American public, frankly, into one, thinking it's about abortion, and two, thinking it's a way to help lower the deficit. And in fact, it's a way to help increase the deficit, because you're not helping women protect themselves with health care. You're gonna get more health problems down the road, which are going to cost the public a lot more money.
Representatives claim that this cut has nothing to do with their stance on abortion, that it is only aimed to reduce spending. However, the bill's sponsor, Mike Pence of Indiana, called it a victory for taxpayers and a victory for life after the bill passed the House on February 18th. Pence has a longstanding history of pro-life activism. Mike McIntyre, a representative from North Carolina, also said that Planned Parenthood is an agency that promotes abortion. But federal law forbids agencies from using federal grant money for abortions.
I saw a letter that he wrote, and when she's trying to convince a constituent that this is funding for abortion, it is against federal law for any federal money to go to abortion. This bill has nothing to do with abortion. In fact, this bill has a lot to do with the helping to prevent the need for abortion. This is family planning money. This is money that will give low-income women help getting birth control. To keep them healthy, to give them cancer screenings, to give them wellness care, to give them gynecological exams. This is all preventative care. It is against the federal law for the federal government to fund abortion, so it has nothing to do with it.
Women seek treatment at over 800 Planned Parenthood locations nationwide. Julia Mullins is one of them. She said organizations like Planned Parenthood are the only health care option for women such as herself.
I'm my own business, so if I was to buy private health insurance, I couldn't afford it.
So things like Planned Parenthood are really the only way that you can get affordable health care?
Absolutely. If, you know, it can cost $200, $300 just for a regular gynecological exam at a doctor's office. It costs about $80 or $90 at Planned Parenthood. If I didn't have Planned Parenthood, I wouldn't get screened every year. I wouldn't get myself tested because I just wouldn't be able to afford it. So basically, I'd have to sacrifice my health.
Abortions make up only 10% of Planned Parenthood services. The other 90%, the part that benefits from Title X funds, seeks to prevent the need for women to go to the last resort. Mullins said she is concerned not just for herself, but for the scores of women that will lose out on what little health care they have.
Teenagers, women who don't know where else to turn, women who can't afford health care. It's about everything. It's not just about abortion. So many women will lose their affordable health care if this is defunded. It's just insane.
The battle is not over for Planned Parenthood and other Title X beneficiaries, though. This bill must still pass through the Senate. Grassi is hopeful that the Senate will recognize the importance these federally funded health care services play on public health and family planning.
Our hopes are that the United States Senate will see their way, and I think they probably will, to not going along with the House, the more forward-looking body, understand the needs of women and low-income women in accessing health care. So we're very hopeful that the Senate, I know United States Senator Bill Nelson has indicated he's supportive of us, U.S. Senator Marco Rubio is not. So I wish people would call them both and tell them to not defund Planned Parenthood.
Grassi said there is no way to quantify the effects defunding will have on Planned Parenthood and the patients it sees if it passes. A day of lobbying will occur in Washington on March 1st in hopes to win votes against the bill. Representative Bill Young did not respond to our request for an interview. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Seminole.